bitch with a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo.
Welcome back to 2G's in a Podcast with Gina
and Graciela.
And today we're gonna talk about some superstitions and coincidences. But are coincidences really coincidences, you know?
Yeah.
That type of stuff. Okay, so with, like, superstitions, I feel like there's classic ones that we all grow up with, and then there's ones that we kind of make up on our own.
Right.
And so for, like, a standard one, it's, like, if you break a mirror, that's 7 years of bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Or, like, don't split the pole.
Yeah, or, like, don't step on the cracks when you're walking. Or umbrellas indoors.
Yeah. That one was a big one in my household. That one went platinum in my household. Like, my mom does not let us do that.
But then I feel like there's other ones, too, that you kind of, like, make up as you go. Like, or, hold on. Because I'm really thinking about it, and I'm like, wait, is it a superstition or is it OCD?
Okay, well, I'm not going to tell my superstitions because I don't want y'all to, like...
psychoanalyze you?
No. I don't want y'all to, like, give me evil eye, so...
Oh, what?
Yeah, like, I don't want y'all to jinx me. Like, I feel like my superstitions are pretty, like, valid. And I don't want them to start working because...
That's not even, like, you thinking, like, you got some heaters out for you. That's not even how I was thinking about it.
No, I don't want y'all in my business.
I feel like if I, like, do this thing with my fingers, like, if I tap them, I have to do it on both sides. Like, both hands.
Yeah, baby, that's OCD.
Or else I'm not, like, satisfied. You know? Because I feel like something bad will happen if I don't.
Yeah.
But, well... yeah, that's why I'm like, are these really superstitions or is it just OCD?
Yeah, no, that one's OCD, baby. That one's not no damn superstition.
No, but if you really think about it, then wouldn't all superstitions, like, really trickle down to people just having OCD? Because, like, oh, we 100%. Can't split the pole. Like, why? Because something bad's going to happen. What? Why? That's an intrusive thought. You have anxiety, you have OCD.
Yeah, well, I think it's just a mix of the two, but it just depends on to what extent it is. Like, for me, if we split the pole, like, am I going to be, like, upset about it and, like, you know, be, like, tweaking out? No. But I'm sure there are some people that if you do split the pole around them, they're going to be like, hey, like, we're going to have to, like, go back or something. I don't know how you undo it. Yeah.
Well, I know someone, if people split the pole, they'll, like, lick their thumb or, like, kiss their thumb or something and touch the pole, and that's supposed to, like, counteract splitting the pole. I don't really know, okay? Like, I'm just telling you what I've seen people do.
That doesn't make sense. I'm not to, like, shame anybody for their beliefs, but...
Not the superstition shame.
That doesn't make sense to me.
I don't know if this is actually one or not, but one that I feel like feels like a superstition to me is to not go outside with your hair while it's wet. But then that also just feels like a parenting thing, because if you go outside with your hair wet and it's cold outside, you're going to get sick.
Yeah, that I've never thought about that as a superstition. It's just been like, I've always been told that you're going to get sick by my mom. And also, I don't like how my hair looks when it's like, I feel like the humidity of outside, like, makes it look weird if it's not already dry.
One with hair that I always heard growing up is that you're not supposed to throw your hair away in the trash can. You're supposed to, like, flush it down the toilet.
Yeah. My aunt, she, like, cuts hair. And back when she used to cut our hair every once in a while, she would always be like, yeah, no, you're not supposed to, like, throw it away. And you're also not supposed to sweep hair up. Like, if you're getting your hair cut, you're supposed to, like, pick it up with your hands.
Why?
Because you're sweeping away the fortune in your life if you're throwing, like, if you're sweeping it up.
But I thought cutting your hair was, like, cutting off those, like, past whatevers.
Well, to everybody is different.
That you've, like, held on to. So I feel like if you're sweeping that away, yeah, get away from me. Get that out of here, you know?
I don't know. But one that, like, I know a lot of heroines. One of them is that you're not supposed to let people touch your hair because it's like you're giving them entrance into, it's like a vampire almost. Like you're giving them entrance into your like energy, and you don't know their intentions. So then like your hair can start falling out. Yeah.
So if you let someone touch your hair and you start balding, go ahead and question them.
Yeah. And then another one is that if someone compliments your hair, like if someone's like,
stop it. What? You know how I feel about that.
Yeah. Oh. If someone compliments your hair and it doesn't matter if it's a really nice compliment or whatever, they have to touch your hair.
No.
Because if they can give you evil eye and then your hair is going to like, either the growth is going to be like stunted or you're not going to be able to, or your like hair is going to start like shedding.
I'm still traumatized by that one night that that bald man told me my hair looked really good. Yeah. Like, whatever he said. What do you know about hair?
Right.
You, as a baldy, bald individual, what do you know about hair? One of the things that my mom would say growing up with, like, the hair and the not throwing it away in the trash can. Okay, I don't know if I'm making this up or if it's just what I remember from my childhood. Mm. But she would say, you don't put it in the trash can because then a bird will pick it up. And the bird will, like, take it to a witch.
Okay.
And then the witch will like use your hair to like do spells and stuff.
That's an interesting one. I don't think
I've heard that. Know if I'm like making that up or if that's just what I remember.
You should ask your mom.
Maybe I should.
What the science behind that is. And this bird is rummaging through my trash to take my hair and take it to a witch.
Like not even just a bird then, like a crow. Because aren't those the counterparts or whatever?
Yeah.
I think a positive one, though, is that if you see a penny face up or heads up, that's, like, good luck.
Yeah.
But what happens if it's face down?
Then you just don't pick tails? It up. You just leave it there.
I think my grandma said this, but she was, like, after her dad passed away, she would see pennies all the time.
Ooh.
And, like, brand new shiny pennies, and she would take it as, like, pennies from heaven, like a penny from her dad.
That's really cute.
I thought so. Well, I think it's, like, very comforting to have a sign. Like, some people will do, like, rainbows, butterflies, sunsets, like, that type of stuff after a loved one passed away.
Yeah, I think that for me, like, the signs is really what be getting me. Like, that's what my mental illness is. Like, I'll be like, I'm not going to give an exact example because y'all know how I feel. Like, I could be like, oh, like, if I go to the store and I find this very specific item that I've been looking for and, like, I have not been able to find it and I find it at this very specific store, then, like, such and such is going to happen. And then if I do find that, can't nobody tell me shit, bro. Like, that's my mental illness because I will fully believe whatever, like, I, like, said is going to be happening because of that one item.
I feel like that's definitely something that I relate to a lot, as you may be able to imagine.
Bro.
I feel like I'd be taking the signs too seriously, but... Like, one thing will be, like, oh, I'm seeing this angel number all the time. Or it doesn't even have to be an angel number. It could just be, like, my favorite combination of numbers or whatever. And just seeing it over and over and over again. But I think I've seen somewhere that seeing so many angel numbers, like, back to back to back is actually a bad thing.
It's like a warning?
Yeah, but I don't really, like, understand that super well or what that can mean necessarily.
Huh. I'm not claiming that negative energy, so I'm not going to listen to that one. But okay. No, I just, for me, it's just like, I feel like there's certain things, I don't believe in coincidences, so it's like, there are certain things that if they happen, how do you explain that? Like, one thing I'm really, like, big on is if I don't feel like doing something, I'm not going to do it, because I feel like I'm not in the mood to do it for a reason. Mm. I just don't know the reason. But do you remember that one time where we were, like, going out, and out of nowhere, like, I was just like, I actually don't even want to go out no more. Like, I really do not want to go out no more. And then we walked past my car on our way out, and then I was like, no, we actually need to go back home. Mm-hmm. And then it was because I was like, I literally told myself, I was like, if there's a ticket on my car, then we are not going outside. We're going back in the house.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been parking on this strip, like, literally for almost a year, if not already a year at that point. Like, and illegally parking there. because I would, like, not really pay for parking.
I was going to say, like, explain it.
Yeah, I wouldn't really pay for parking.
Guys, it's in the city, though. Like, people don't pay for parking all the time. It's not that serious.
Yeah. But it was, like, I had a ticket on mm-hmm. my windshield. And I was, like, yeah, no, we need to go.
Yeah, and that ended up being really crazy because my cat ended up having some health issues. And those health issues didn't really get, like, fully noticed until we had gone back and, like, stayed in the house and saw that he was acting kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was, like, during the daytime he was acting, like, a little bit strange, but it wasn't alarming. It wasn't until we had come back from trying to go out where it was, like, no, like, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
So had we gone out, that probably wouldn't have been noticed or taken as seriously at the time that it was, and it could have, like, progressed and been a lot worse.
Exactly.
So that one, like, for sure. But I also feel like there will be times where I'm like, oh, if I see, like, a ladybug, then that'll mean this. Mm-hmm. And then I'll see a million ladybugs, but then I'll also be like, well, if I see a butterfly, then it'll mean the opposite thing. And then I'll see a million butterflies.
Oh.
So it's like, I'm getting mixed signals, and I don't know if that's because the things that I'm asking to be shown are undecided, if they have, like, mixed signals, or, like, whatever, if the universe is playing around, I don't know, but I feel like I'd be taking the coincidences or the signs too seriously, because it's, like, how far is too far with it, if that makes sense. Like, at what point is it no longer a sign, and I'm just, like, looking for things? Or confirmation, you know?
Well, I think that if you're, like, actively looking for this thing, that it's not, then it doesn't make sense, because it's basically, like, well, you're looking for it, but let's say, like, you start your day and you're like, if this happens, then da, da, da. And then you just go about your day normally, and then you start seeing, like, for me, I don't ever do no negative stuff. Like, I don't like, I don't do no, oh, well, it, like, counteracts. Like, I don't have two options. I only have a good option. Because I have too much anxiety to, and if I have too much anxiety to think of, like, a negative one, and then, like, let's say I'm like, oh, well, if I see green pants, then something bad's gonna happen. I have way too much anxiety for that. Like, way too much anxiety. There was one time I downloaded the app Nebula, mm-hmm. and it was like, oh, you need to be careful, like, the next couple of days, because some, like, criminal activity is going to happen to you. Mm. Like, you're going to be, like, robbed or something, like, what? Of that nature. Like, something bad was going to happen. And, like, a couple days later, like, our shed got broken into. Mm. And I had to delete that app because you know too much. Oh, and I don't like that. Shoot. Like, I have not
used it. No, it was written in the stars.
Yeah, I have not used that since then because it's like, you play too much. I'm not.
Well, when I do it, I don't mean, like, something negative will happen. It's just, like, a yes or no question. And it's, like, green for yes, purple for no, like mm. that. So it's not like, oh, if I say, like, if I see a, I don't know, an orange spaceship, like, OMG, something crazy is gonna happen, mm-hmm. versus if I see a blue, like, Sonic the Hedgehog on the street randomly, like, I don't know if that, like, makes sense, but yeah. It'll be, like, very specific things, and it'll just be, like, a yes or no, not, like, something bad's gonna happen if the answer is no, or it's like, should I do this, yes or no?
Yeah.
But then going back to, like, the ladybug thing, come to find out I was never seeing ladybugs. It was those little beetle things that look like ladybugs.
Don't even get me started on those nasty.
So I'm creatures. Sitting here getting, like, pranked the whole time.
Yeah,
like, answer was always no, because I wasn't even actually seeing ladybugs, it was the beetles.
That's funny.
One that I got really, really bad about was associating certain signs to a person and their behavior and their, like, the way that they would guilty act towards honor. Me and stuff.
Guilty, Your Honor.
And, bro, when I'm telling you, I had, like, three different things, and I would just see those things in a constant cycle, not even looking for them. Like, they would seek me out. I was not seeking nothing out. I was sought out to yeah. see these things. At some point, it's like, are you trying to convey to me that this is, like, not something I should be associated with, because it's always going to be mixed signals, it's always going to be confusing, it's always going to be ridiculous? Or are you trying to convince me to stay?
Right.
Like, that's what it would feel like after the fact.
Bro.
Bro. you remember the time we were like walking somewhere? It's a secret. If you wonder who we're talking about, subscribe to the, what do I be calling it?
Well, not you be calling it. It is called Patreon.
Yeah, but we don't actually, for the exclusive, no, I'm kidding. Subscribe to our Patreon if you want to know who I'm talking about. No, I'm kidding.
Bro.
But remember one time we were walking and it was months after that incident occurred, and then it was like an old dude that looked like him, and one of us had jokingly said like, oh,
Oh.
that's an old version of so and so,
Yeah.
and then we got like some sort of recognition from the dude. It was like something. It wasn't like,
Yeah,
I don't even know
no.
what
It was
happened.
that we were walking back and we were talking about that individual. And then I think the guy like started walking like faster as we started talking to the guy. And then it was jokingly said, like, oh, that's probably him. Like he's probably like a shapeshifter or something. And then that's him and he's listening to us like talk about him. And then he started like slowing down and it was just like, hold on now, like I'm getting spooked. What's
Do
going
you
on?
know something?
Right. No. In addition to that, because this is like very similar. Well, not similar, but like it just reminded me
Same,
because of
but
the,
different.
yeah, exactly. Friday we were going out and as it was like, okay, all day we had been debating whether we would be going out or not, right? And so the thing about us is that we'll be like, no.
No, I'll be
And
like, yes. And
that's
she'll say, I'm not, I don't really want to do it. Like, I'm not sure. She won't straight up say no, but she'll go, I don't know if I'm feeling it tonight.
right. So that's what it was giving. I didn't even really want to go out, but it was like, I want to go out. So it's like, yeah. But I was like, okay, if such and such happens before we get from point A to point B, and I'm standing on business, like it has to be these exact things that I want to happen, then we'll go out. And I said it out loud, right? And then boom, such and such happens. We're like, all right, bro, like let's get ready to get out. Look, go out. We step out of her apartment complex, and I say step out. Foot just hit the sidewalk, and then what happens? There's this like group of girls.
Oh my God. Just okay, I was kind of like lost with the timeline of the story. I'm not gonna lie to you. I was trying to figure
Okay.
out like where we were at. But like all of the signs had been seen for me to go out.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we step outside, this is when we stepped out to go out that night.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, well, like, I guess, whatever, let's go out. As soon as we step outside, there's this group of girls, and one of them has a walker, but it's unclear what's going on, right? And then there's this other girl, she's walking, they're walking in our direction. And then there's this other girl kind of like slightly behind, and there's this other girl like a little bit in front of them. And then the girl that's in front of them falls into the bushes, like fully collapses into the bushes. And we're like,
Oh my
what is
God.
going on? And then we start walking past them because that's none of our business. And this little girl, because she was very tiny, she was very short and like skinny,
Yeah, she was very small.
she turns to Gina and she goes, are y'all laughing at my friend? And Gina's like, I wasn't gonna answer. Personally, I do not know you. Like, leave me alone. Gina goes, no, we were just looking to see if she was okay. And then she asked the question again. And then she said, well, she already gave you an answer. Like, what do you want us to say? Yes, we were laughing.
Mind you, not only was she small and walking with this walker, I looked down at her because she's teeny tiny and she has a cut from her leg that's dripping blood down to her ankle. So it's like, brother, y'all need to get in the house.
Yeah, exactly. And then we start just walking away because it's like, okay, well, that conversation's over. And then we hear her say, I just need to make sure they were laughing at my friend because I was gonna have to beat their ass. And then me and Gina start cracking up because when I tell y'all, she was probably like 5 feet,
If that,
if that. There's blood
5 feet
coming,
and like 80 pounds,
right?
bro.
There's blood coming out of her leg. She's using a walker.
She's
Her
clearly
friend.
slurring
Right, her
words.
friend is in a bush right now and they can't even help her get up.
Yeah, and the friend that's not interacting with us at all and didn't fall in the bush. The third one, she's yelling at the girl who fell in the bush for falling in the bush right. instead of helping her up.
And she's probably knocked out. Like, she was not listening to this lecture that this girl was giving her, because, like, it's like she fully collapsed into the trees. Like, yeah. it was so ridiculous. And then I was telling Gina, I was like, what type of friends are those? Because I feel like when I've fallen in the past, I don't even have a second to recognize that I have fallen and I'm already back up. So it's like, because you got to just keep going. Like,
get up.
Yeah. Like,
nobody saw, get up.
We don't have time for that. But yeah. And then 3 seconds after that, as we're walking, some guys like whistle or do something. Oh, and we were like, God. Oh my God.
Some old man out his car, like, catcalled us. We're still trying to recover from being threatened yeah. by this little mouse of a girl. And then we got some old dude yelling from his little van, like, guys, please. It's so scary. It's so scary.
Exactly.
And I think that it was also like misting out, like the yeah. rain. It was like drizzling. And it was like, dang. So there were like multiple signs that we should just turn around.
Yeah.
But it ended up being like pretty funny to me overall. So
I don't like being in like bars that have two people in them. So it was not
it was just crazy. And it's been like that consistently. It'll seem like there's so many people out and then there's no one inside.
Yeah, exactly. But then, to make matters worse, on our way back, because we were kind of just like, okay, like, this is just terrible. This is not fun. We need to go home. And we walk out and it's pouring. Like, it's, like, pouring outside, and we came back drenched.
And my favorite shoes, guys, that are mm-hmm. suede, they're not meant to get rained mm-mm. on.
That was pretty sick.
Yeah, but it was just silly. I feel like there are select places that people go that do get really packed, but I feel like the people just be too young, where it's like, I don't want to go in there. It'll either be people that are in the space look too young, or it'll be like a really small place that it's like, I don't even want to go in there because we're just going to be packed like sardines. Or you go somewhere and there's a line, you get inside, there's no one there. Like, those are the options. Can I just say, like, something even funnier about that night is you could tell that we were just not in the mood for none of that, because there's this one dude that we see out all the time at one of these places that we frequent, and we recognized that he was in the spot that we were going to go into, and we just decided to keep walking right past. Like, wasn't nobody in the mood?
Did not know, because we didn't have time for that at all.
Yeah, those are just our little stories of our coincidences and like little superstitions.
Let us know if you have any superstitions that you hold on close to your heart.
Did any of those resonate with y'all? Or do you guys have some really crazy out-of-pocket ones that we should hear about and discuss?
Yeah.
Let us know. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, all the good stuff. Subscribe to our Patreon.
With a baddie friend. With a baddie friend. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. I love seeing two bad bitches be friends. Like a bad bitch duo. Like a bad bitch duo.